Hi, this is Nancy, and welcome to Nancy's Metaphysical World and More. I am going to be doing a different kind of show tonight. Normally, I have a guest, and tonight, I don't really have a guest. I have myself as a guest, and I have talked about several things before, and what we're going to do later, about halfway through the show, is actually open up the phone lines so that I can take calls, and I will answer some of your questions, because after all, I am a psychic. And I don't really talk about it a lot when I'm on air with somebody else because my idea is to interview that person. But today it's my turn. So yes, I'm a psychic. Yes, I do private readings. Yes, I do parties. I do corporate parties. I do all that stuff. But I have a much better topic today. And it's actually about the children. Because everybody who listens to this program knows that I have been applying for and finally received my 501c3, which is a federal nonprofit status for my organization called A Child's Miracle Mind. And I put this organization together mostly because as my granddaughter was growing up, I saw how the schools were basically failing the children of today and how a lot of the children are having a really hard time with what is being taught to them and their emotions and everything that they're going through, because the kids that are here today and are still coming in are very highly developed, probably more developed with what they know and knowing themselves more than anybody else. Well, I shouldn't say anybody else, but in a lot of the other generations. And a lot of these children that know who they are and know why they're here really don't have a lot of people to talk to about it, because they are told that they are imagining things or they don't know or it's just pretend. And in reality, that's not really true. And I'm sure that everyone who listens to a program like this one has experienced many, many different feelings of knowing things or feeling things, not quite understanding why, but you do. And the children of today are all feeling all this energy going on and having a very tough time with it. And so it is my idea today to talk a little bit about the children of today, and what I would like to do is that people call in, not just for a reading, but to call in, and let's talk a little bit about what you think, what's going on with these children today that have been diagnosed with ADD, ADHD, and go from there. And I think right now I have a caller on the line, so let's find out. Is there a caller there?
Yes, hello. My name is Frank.
Frank, okay.
Yes, as for the children, as for ADD, it has to do a lot with their diet, so that what I could see, and also the way the government just has them get all these immunization shots, which so some of them have allergic reactions.
And I agree with you, and I think that the diet that you talked about has a lot to do with these children, but I also think that the government with the immunizations that they're expecting these children to have also has a lot to do with why a lot of these children are really not doing as well as they could. So do you have children?
Yes, I do. Yes,
and
I do. And luckily, we had some concerns when they were younger, but they grew up healthy.
Which is a good thing.
Yes.
When the children were younger, did you feel the same way then as you do now?
I felt that one of them had an allergic reaction to the immunization shots. It was my daughter, because she had a fever, and then her hair wasn't growing and things of that nature. We thought that something had gone wrong.
And so did you tell the doctor about your concern?
Yes, yes.
And they said?
He said, well, I'll give it some time. And also her head was so large, and we thought that she had water in her brain. It just many things. But luckily, with God's will, things passed, and we just raised them on healthy and just normal things, not all these byproducts. Anyway, we were very fortunate.
Which,
that
yeah,
things
and
worked
that's,
out.
That is true, and it's good. A lot of the children come up with autism after they've had these shots. And although that's being denied, it's being proven over and over again that that's very true. So, yes, you were very lucky in that respect.
Yes.
And, Frank, I'd like to thank you for calling in. I like all the comments that I can have. And check out my website. I have two of them, and they both have the same information. One is called www.childsmiraclemind.org, which talks a lot about what the 501c3 stands for and what I'm trying to do. And if you go to my own website, which is www.nancys.psychicresources.com, you will learn more. It's kind of like the same website, and then there's a lot about myself. But, Frank, I'd like to thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for speaking with me.
You're very welcome. And I welcome many other calls to come in because I'm actually doing a documentary. I'm waiting for the funding, but I'm doing a documentary on the baby boomers versus the children of now and how they were treated with ADD then and how they're treated with ADD, ADHD now. And so I'm looking for different kind of comments and possibly other people I can interview because this will be, hopefully, a 90-minute movie about the differences that we have gone through as baby boomers versus what the children go through now. Again, the name of my organization is called Child's Miracle Mind, and it has a leg to it called the School of Now. And the reason why I did that is because, again, watching my granddaughter grow up with some of these schools, even though she was at the Montessori schools, there's a lack of helping these children kind of get through things. And a lot of times, because they think the children are not focusing, they will say that they're not paying any attention or they don't care, all kinds of stories, and they usually try to put them on some kind of a drug for ADD, ADHD. And I've heard many, many tales, and I've heard many, many stories. Some worked out well with the medication. Some were very bad horror stories. But nevertheless, it's going on. So a Child's Miracle Mind is basically designed to help the people understand that these children that are here today and have been here for a while really come here with a purpose. And that purpose is to put this world back together because we have done a lot of damage to it. And so they're here to help. Now, that signal was I have another caller. So caller, are you there?
Yes, and it's Marie.
Well, hello, Miss Marie. How are you today?
I'm fine. I tuned in a little late, but what I really want is for you to tell people why you got this started and how it's touched your life and what your background is. I know you don't always talk about this, but you've got a different background than just being a psychic. People
okay.
need to know what your medical background is as well, because you've had some phenomenal different things happen in your career.
All right, I can do that. And you're right, I don't normally talk about myself, but again, it's because I'm interviewing other people.
That's it, but now I'm putting it out for you.
But by trade, I'm actually a practical nurse, a licensed practical nurse, but I did not keep up my license because I got very, very angry at the medical profession in general. As a student in nurses training, I was taken down to the dean's office at least once, twice, maybe three times a week because I was a rebel and I did not agree with the things that they wanted me to do as a student. And so I would argue with the doctors. Well, that was a no-no. You're supposed to do what they say. And I went, nope, not doing that. So I was told repeatedly that they were going to just throw me out of school. And my comment to them was, go right ahead. Throw out a straight-A student that never opens a book but can answer all your questions because I'm a little different and I disagree. But go ahead, because I will find a different way to help people. Well, nevertheless, they did not throw me out because it would look pretty bad on their part if that's what they did. But after I got done with nurses training, I worked as a nurse to see if things had changed and what I thought might change, and actually it did not. It got worse because people, the doctors, I had noticed, were constantly trying to give out medication just repeatedly to just any kind of medication they could. Even when I was a student, I would tell people then that the doctors are getting a kickback from the medicines, the medications from the pharmacists, and all of that stuff. And people argued with me. They said, Nancy, they're doctors. How could they do that? And I said, well, you'll see. So lo and behold, about 30 years later, they finally come out with a statement that, yes, doctors have been taking kickback from medicines for years. So I was pretty right about that. But what I decided to do once I got out of nurses training was to go ahead and try to help people in a different way. Now, I have been given the gift of knowing things, feeling things, understanding things probably better than a lot of people. Not all people, but a lot. And I always follow that. So as an intuitive, you know, I'd use the word psychic, but everybody goes, oh, my God, is this psychic? So as an intuitive, I call myself an intuitive coach because no matter what words you put to it, what I do is actually help people get their lives together. And I'm not always nice about it because some people don't want to listen. And sometimes I'm very understanding. But the fact of the matter is that there's many people out there who are actually searching and looking to find themselves, whether they're a child or an adult. And with the intuitive part, of course, it's mostly the adults. So what I have done, instead of being a nurse, is to help people in a different way. I go right to their heart. If I have to, I rip out their heart to make them understand things, and I go from there. And then when I had when my daughter had her daughter, my granddaughter, I had watched my granddaughter grow and watched how smart she was, not because she was my granddaughter, but just in general. I mean, she did things as a little bitty kid that I'd never seen any other kid do. And I thought, okay, well, she's going to have a hard time. Wonder where that came from. You know, so I used to kind of laugh with her and joke with her about it. But she did things like most kids, when you're talking to them, they don't really look at your mouth. They may glance at you and then they glance away. But what my granddaughter did was watch your mouth while you were talking to her, and she would try to form the words that you were saying to her. And this she started doing when she was probably less than a year old. So she was doing a lot of talking long before she was a year old. And she was cute with it because even though she couldn't quite form the words the right way, she did a great job of it. So I watched her as she grew, and I listened to what other parents were saying about their kids and how smart they are and how intelligent they are, and yet they seem to be having such a problem with school or a problem with learning. So I thought about it a little bit, and I thought, well, they are very smart, and to me, they're all very bored, because our same system that we have used for eons in the schools, we're still using, and it's very outdated. And these children are coming here with a lot of intelligence, with knowing what they're to do to put this world back together, and we, as adults, are basically standing in their way if we don't understand the process. So the Child's Miracle Mind was designed to help these children be who they are, know what their purpose is here, and discover all the things that they already know inside themselves but are not afraid to express it.
Can I ask you one other question? Do you think this shows up, because I'm thinking about someone very dear to my heart and my own family, do you think this shows up just in regular school, or does this show up before, like in 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds?
It shows up before. You know, it shows up in even younger than that because, again, the children are so more intelligent than what we kind of thought, you know, we were. And every generation has been. But the problem is we haven't changed what our way of thinking is as far as schools or, you know, doing what we need to do to get them to learn their ABCs.
Right.
So these children come here much, much smarter at a much earlier age. And that's why these children are having such a hard time when they say that these children cannot focus. These children are focusing so much more than you can possibly imagine. They are all multitasking 24 hours a day. Even when they're asleep, they have all kinds of information coming in. And they're just little bitty kids.
In the case of, and I don't mean to keep interrupting you, but things keep popping into my head. In the case of 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds that aren't really in school yet, and their behavior reflects it, and that's where I pick up some of this in the behavior, and they are very smart. What do parents do without medicating them?
First of all, if their behavior is bad, I have a hard time sending a child to their bedroom with a timeout when all of their toys are there. So there has to be a different way to change things. They say you can't reason with a 3-year-old or a 2-year-old, but that's not true. You can distract them. You can give them something better to do. You can do many things with them rather than just drug them. Because if you're drugging a child at that age, you are inhibiting their mind from developing.
Right. Right.
And what happens in the long run is that these children that are on the drugs for ADD, ADHD, they're almost made to be like zombies.
Right.
And the part that really is the hardest that I don't think people understand just yet is that it's the creative part of that child that they're actually shutting down. And without creativity, they can't grow.
That's true. That's true. Do you think that's why they're so frustrated?
Oh, I think they're...
It's very strong frustration I am seeing, and I don't understand it, but I've observed it with, I say, somebody very close to my heart. And it's very hard to deal with it since I was a very old-fashioned mom, and yet this is not something you can handle in the way I used to handle my children.
No, you can't. Again, the children that are here now, they are very, very frustrated. Their energy level comes here. They are so high, so attuned when they get here, and then they have to try to lower their basic standards, let's call it, to fit ours.
Uh-huh.
And our standards, as much as we think we have been enlightened, we are like eons behind time with what they already know. So they are bored and they are frustrated, because to communicate to an adult that you're bored and you're frustrated when you're at 3 years old, they don't know how to do that. So they act up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, give me the attention that I want. But really what they're doing is showing you that they have more to give. We're not understanding it, and we're not giving it back so that they can understand our part. You know, so parents get frustrated, and yeah, you know, both parents are working today. They have to support their family. They have to be able to pay these exorbitant bills that they have, credit cards, gasoline, all of that stuff. I mean, nothing is cheap these days, and it's not going to get any cheaper. So both parents are usually working, so that leaves the child either with a different adult to watch them, or it leaves them in a school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they go to a school or a kindercare or a nursery school or something like that, most of these instructors, these teachers, these people that are there are not equipped to handle children like these. You know, they know some of it, but they're not totally equipped, so they get frustrated there. So what happens is that the child who is already extra sensitive is going to pick up that adult's frustration, which only adds more to their frustration, which only adds more to their nervous system, which they can't quite handle the nervous system anyway because they're still so young.
Mm-hmm.
So if we as adults can forget kind of how strict we were raised, I mean, I was spanked. Don't get me wrong, I was spanked. If I was with my brothers and they were arguing, my dad would spank all of us because who knows who started it, okay? So I'm not saying kids should be spanked on a constant basis, but to not correct a child is not right.
Right.
You know, and it won't work, because then that child will grow up thinking they can do anything to anybody and it's going to be okay.
The funny thing is these kids are so smart, and I feel they know exactly what they're doing. They're very good manipulators, but they do want some sort of limits, and it's very hard to figure out how to do that without hurting them.
Well, yes, all of that's true, Marie. And the thing is, if you can, like, take and do something that's going to change that mood at the moment, mm-hmm. like if a child is throwing a temper tantrum,
mm-hmm.
all they want is attention, okay?
Uh-huh.
And most parents turn around and they give them attention, but they usually give them attention by saying, you stop that right now. So the child is actually in control and the parent isn't at that point.
Right.
If they would pick the child up while they're throwing that temper tantrum and just hug them really nice and tight and constantly say, I love you, the child probably would not know what to do at that point,
mm-hmm.
other than like it.
Mm-hmm.
But see, parents can't do that because parents themselves are so frustrated,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's kind of like a big frustrating world that we live in right now.
Right.
And again, these children are trying to do the best that they can for what they know.
Right.
And it's very hard. You know, like my granddaughter is 8 going on 30. And I tell everybody, she's 8 going on 30. When she was 5, she was going on 25. You know, she's just old.
Yeah.
You know, which tells me that not just my granddaughter, but the majority of the kids that are here are old. They're very old souls. They've been here many, many times. And now they're coming back because they know that we screwed up a whole bunch and they want to try to help us, you know, try to help us out.
Right, right.
But these kids are very independent, they're very stubborn, and they think that they're smarter than the adult. In some instances.
Some cases they are.
They are, yeah, they are. You know, they know how to manipulate you
yes.
better than adults do.
Yes.
Okay, and then they look at you with those little eyes like, oh, are you going to yell at me? You know? So they know what they're doing.
That's
but
it.
The distraction is what really works the best, you know, in trying to get kids to pay attention. Because
right.
if they're yelling and you're yelling, who's going to hear who?
That's it. That's it.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to keep on the phone, but what I wanted people to do is hear the different side of you, because, yes, you give out an awful lot of readings and have other people. But people should know what's behind this, and they should feel comfortable enough to call you with their comments about their own children, about things they observed, and their questions, because that's what this is about. It's information. So the more we can get people calling in with their information, the better it is.
Which is true. Well, again, my background is that for 28 years, I have been doing intuitive life coaching, which means I help people through a lot of their crisis times. I try not to be their crutch because I want them to understand that they have everything they need inside of them to get through things. They just need like a little extra push or a little extra information somewhere along the line.
Right.
But yes, I do readings. That's my business. That's what I do. And I'm actually very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's mostly coaching people so that they understand kind of like that they can get through these things even if it feels like the biggest crisis in the world if they just kind of take a couple steps back and really go inside themselves and inside their hearts. They usually have the answer there.
Right, right. Well, I'm going to go. I'm going to let you have other people call in and have you talk, but I wanted people to hear exactly who you're about and what you've done and how it's touched your life, my goodness, to see how it's touched your life, because they need to know that somebody isn't just talking at them, but they've shared similar things happening in their own life.
Oh, yeah. No, it again, raising my granddaughter, helping raise my granddaughter has been a very big eye-opener, because when my granddaughter was in Montessori at age, I believe it was 2.5 or 3, they constantly told my daughter, who was actually working there at the time, that my granddaughter had a chemical imbalance and that she needed to be put on something.
Wow.
Because she cannot focus, she doesn't mind, she doesn't listen, all she wants to do is talk. And it aggravated me because I kept seeing, seeing how much it was hurting my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And as I watched my granddaughter, I watched her watch video movies. And after she watched the video movie one time, and I'm talking about a full-length video movie,
mm-hmm.
the next time my granddaughter was going to watch that video, she knew every single word that every single character was about to say.
Isn't that amazing?
And she could do it and repeat it all while she was working on a computer.
Wow.
So I said to my daughter, I said, Tracy, when you go back to work tomorrow and they start telling you that Taylor can't focus and she can't do this and she's got a chemical imbalance and she's got to, you know, do whatever, I said, you ask them how, if she cannot focus, why it is that she can watch a full-length video movie one time and the next time she's going to watch that movie, she knows every single word that is about to be said. And she can do it when she's playing with her computer.
Isn't that amazing? And that's what people need to know, that's going on with their own children.
Well, it is. You know,
people can always come up with a label. And it's
right.
Very easy to label people and children, because children have no defenses against us.
Right.
But there are so many things that these kids could be helped with, and that's one of the things I wanted you to bring up. And now I will get off the phone and let other people call in. Because I think it's only fair for me to relinquish my role. I just wanted you to tell them about other things that you were doing as well.
Okay. I will keep telling them while we get some more calls coming in.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Marie.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now. The other thing, when Marie mentioned labeling, one of the worst things to do is to give a child a label that they have to go through their life with. I mean, think about this, men, the men that are listening, and whether you're short or whether you're not, if you were, like, shorter and you were told constantly that you're nothing but a short man, how would that affect you down the road? Don't you think it would get into your own space? It would create a lot of problems with your own ego, would create a lot of insecurities. Well, if a child is told that they have ADD, ADHD, and they're labeled with that, that labeling stays with them probably the rest of their life. and all they're trying to do is to be who they are, and yet that label is going to stick with them, and people will change their mind sometimes about who they are because of that labeling. So I really don't think children or adults at that, anybody should really be labeled. It is too hard to go through life with any kind of a label at all. But again, getting back to the kids, the school of now that I am trying to create, that I am actually looking for donations and help for, it is a school that the children are actually compatible with each other. And in their classes that they are in, they are not in according to first grade, second grade. They're in these classes according to what they know, not what their ages are. There will be a numerology chart, an astrology chart, and some kind of reading done on every single child that comes there. And they will be put in a compatible setting with each other. And again, they will be put there according to what they know, not what their age happens to be. So imagine when you were a child, if you were put into a group of kids that you actually got along with, that everybody felt very comfortable with, and you were actually given the opportunity to be who you are, what kind of a difference that may make for you now. The public schools and most of the schools of today are pretty much overcrowded. And if a child does not fit into the bell curve, they are deemed as a problem child, and either they don't get the same type education as, quote, a normal child, or they go through that school thinking that they are strange or different or weird. As an adult, how would you feel if that's what you were told all the time, that you're strange or weird? Think about it. These are children. And these children really need some kind of different help. And so I put my idea together and the school together with the hopes that there are enough people out there who will understand that these children do not have to be put on drugs, because there are a lot of alternative ways by using the metaphysical wisdom and techniques and ancient knowledge that we have that's been avoided. If the diet gets changed, that's a plus, because like Frank said earlier, the processed foods that are going into these children have a lot to do with their behavior. It has a lot to do with the unhealthiness that these children are really going through, although they may not realize it just yet. Our children, believe it or not, are probably some of the fattest children in the whole world. What does that tell you? Think about what I'm saying to all you people who are listening out there, especially the ones who have children. And I'm sure that if you are enlightened at all, your children are actually paying a very dear price for also being enlightened. And I'm sure that you can understand that. So again, the School of Now and Child's Miracle Mind are two big, big, important things that are going on. And I'm trying to get as many people to know about them as possible. And yes, I do need help with it. I have the idea. It's getting the rest of it. The donations would be helpful. I put out once that it would be great if somebody could donate, each person who is listening could donate just $5, and how big of a difference it would make. Do you want me to tell you how many people donated? Two people. These are your children. These are your children that have to make it through this world. These are your children that are going to put the world back together. And they're not worth $5. I was a little upset with that. I'm not trying to get on a soapbox about it. But when somebody's actually trying to do something that's good and help out these children that are paying a dear price for whatever reason, I would think parents that are listening would really like to see this happen. You can go to my website if you change your mind and want to donate $5. I don't think it'll kill you. Might help a lot. But you can go to my website, which is www.nancys, N-A-N-C-Y-S, psychicresources.com. At the bottom of that, when you go into Child's Miracle Mind. There's all kinds of buttons there. You might want to look at all the buttons and find out a lot about who I am and what I do. But if you choose to go to a Child's Miracle Mind button, it will tell you that all you have to do is go to PayPal to donate the money. All you do is send it to N. Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E, 77 at hotmail.com. So anybody who's out there listening who thinks that their children is worthwhile might want to think about going onto my website and see what's there. If you go onto the website and you go to a Child's Miracle Mind, whether it's through my website or its own website, which is www.childsmiraclemind.org, one of the first things that you're going to see is a comet with a picture of a little girl in it. That is my granddaughter when she was like 4 years old. On that comment, it says, our hope, our future. And if you guys out there listening don't believe that, you better start thinking again. The next thing that you'll see on the website for that is a question. The question is, would you like to have your name on this list? And when you look down that list, there's probably between 150 and 200 names on there. All of those names on there are people that would be labeled with ADD, ADHD, and they go back all the way to Mozart, Socrates, Van Gogh, and all the way forward. And if you notice, there's one thing in common with all of the people that are on there. They are very creative. Creative folks, creative. It's time to help these children fit into our world that we have created so they can make it better, because there's going to be some changes coming. Whether we like them or not, they're going to be coming. So again, I'm not trying to get on a soapbox. I just want all you listeners out there to understand that these children are our hope. They are our future. And I'm asking for some help to make sure that they don't have to pay a very dear price, like constantly being labeled with something or even put on drugs before they're tried with an alternative method. If you have questions after I'm off air and you would like to reach me, you can reach me at area code 630-941-6816. And if you get my voicemail, I do call people back as long as you leave me a phone number and a time and where you're calling from. The other thing that Marie was trying to get is that I do psychic readings. That is my livelihood. That is my business. And I have been doing it for 28 years. So when we talk about intuitiveness, it's there. I've also written my autobiography, which is called Raised by Angels. And what it actually turned out to be is my life as I was raised by angels, but a self-help book for people who's on their own journey and maybe trying to find a way. And they either don't have somebody to talk to or they have strange things happening that they just might find that happened to me and in my story. So when Marie was talking about, talk about yourself, Nancy, that's what she was talking about. I'm not really here to try to push or sell myself, but I do really want to push and sell the idea of a Child's Miracle Mind in the School of Now. They are so, so important for our future. And they're so important for our children. So again, I will tell you, if you're parents out there and you know that your children are having a hard time and you don't want to have them labeled or stuck on some kind of a drug, you're the one who can control that. And you're the one who makes the difference for the child. Now, if people would like to call in and have a quickie sample reading, the lines are open. All you have to do is call in, and I will answer a question for each and every person that I get a call from, as long as I'm on air. And if you don't want to call in, that's okay, too. That just means you guys are maybe thinking a little bit, and that would be a really good time to think about what I've talked about when it comes to children. I don't know how many people out there have children. I would like to know how many people do. So even if you don't want to donate, you just want to shoot me an email and say, hey, I have two kids or three kids, and this is what they've been experiencing, that would also be helpful, because once I have the funding for the documentary, I just might want to know if maybe you and your children would like to be part of the documentary. I think that would be kind of fun. Also, for people who are listening, I would like you to know that anytime there's a question, like now, hi, caller.
Hi. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Thank you.
And how can I help you today?
Well, since you, if you can help me out with a reading, I'd like to find out if my job is coming through soon, and what about a partner as far as a man is concerned anytime soon.
Okay, so is your dad here, or is he on the other side?
Oh, you know, he's here.
He's here?
Yeah.
And when you said, is he coming through soon, are you talking in what respect?
I was talking about a partner for me.
Okay, but not your dad, because I thought you said something about your dad first.
No, no.
Okay.
A job.
Okay. To answer your question about a partner, I have a person who is showing. The person is probably right around 6'1", 6'2". Would that work for you?
Sure.
And this person has got lighter brown hair, kind of like a dirty dish sweater, brown, blonde hair. And he's got real pretty golden brown eyes. And he's very, very nice. Would that work?
Yeah.
He comes up as a Prince of Wands. Prince of Wands means he's very nice. His compassion level runs very deep. He's not out there to hurt anybody. He's already been on the receiving end. He's very, very quiet when you first meet him, so don't misinterpret that. People will tend to think that he is shy, which he is not, or they will think he's stuck up and arrogant, which he is not. He is just very careful. He was married to a woman who is not so nice. In fact, she comes up as a Queen of Swords, which means she was a user, a taker, and a manipulator. He's going to be coming around sometime between now and the next 4 months. All you have to do is allow it.
Okay.
So could you do that?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
With him, you come out with the World. It is the best card in the deck. It means everything you've been waiting for, hoping for, and wanting, you'll be getting as long as you don't talk yourself out of it and you don't let anybody else talk you out of it or take it away. So don't ask other people what they think, okay?
Okay. So as far as that job goes, how's that?
As far as the job goes, you're actually coming up with a new beginning for money coming your way. Because right now you're kind of bored, kind of discontented, but there will be some changes, and it will turn out to be very, very good for you. You come out as a queen of pentacles, which means you're very, very smart when you want to be, aren't you?
Gosh, I'd like to just assist people or coach them in some kind of way, mostly spiritually. And I don't mean religiously. I mean trying to dig down.
You come out really good. You're coming out with the Star, which means God's blessing you for better things to come your way. All you have to do is just say okay. All right?
So you say soon or like a month? Or?
Anywhere between now and the next 4 months for both things.
Okay.
So relax. Breathe. Go with it. Okay?
Thanks a lot.
Good luck.
Take care. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye now. The readings are that easy, folks. If you want to call in and get a quickie, it's free for today. But if you really want a full reading, a whole reading, I do a half-hour reading. And if you are in the Chicagoland area and you come to me, they're taped so that you can remember what is being said. Soon I will be also taping it over the phone, and you will be getting a DVD that actually shows the reading that I am doing while I'm talking with you on the phone. And that's in the process of getting all that software now. So readings are a lot of fun, and they're worth it because they do help people figure out what's going on in their life. So if there's anybody else out there who'd like to be a brave soul and call in, this would be the time to do it. Otherwise, I'm going to go back and start harping about labeling and children and drugs because it really isn't needed. One question I have for all you listeners out there, do you ever follow the news when they talk about how these children are killing other children? And if they do a case study on these kids, the majority of these kids at one time or still are on some type of a drug for ADD, ADHD. What do you think about that? And I'm not saying that that's the cause of it, but I'm saying it's kind of fun that it keeps kind of rearing its ugly head. The other thing is that when they talk about Ritalin, how all these kids are on Ritalin, they're finding out there's a lot of different kinds of side effects. One is to do with their heart. So my thought about the pharmaceutical companies is that they're doing anything and everything they can to make sure that they keep creating the drugs and the monies that it takes to pay for them so they can make more money. And another known fact, that maybe I should say a little known fact, is that a lot of the pharmaceutical companies have a department where they actually make the food preservatives that are put into the food that are affecting these children, and then they have the other end covered because then they make the drug for it to help stop whatever the effect is of the food that the kids are eating. Sounds like a little catch-22 to me. Anybody out there like to make a comment about that? You're more than welcome to. I think it's kind of fun that a lot of facts that people want to overlook are just going to keep kind of coming up and smacking you in the face. Because it really is important that we pay attention to these kids. Again, they are our hope. They are our future. And we're the ones who can help them make it, or we're the ones who can help them not make it. For some of you people that are listening out there as adults, have you been diagnosed with adult ADD? If you have, I'd like to hear from you too, because I'd like to hear some of your comments. And even if you don't agree with mine, I'd still like to hear yours, because the adult ADD now is a big thing. And if you notice the way the drug companies work things, every year to 2 years, there's a certain bracket of people that are affected. 1 year it was diabetes. Everybody was getting diabetes. The next year there was a heart thing, so everybody had to be on a heart medication. And then, of course, comes the cholesterol. And then when it comes to kids, it's autism for a while. Not that they've all disappeared, but you haven't heard about it as much as you were. And then there's ADD, ADHD. So it goes in waves, folks. Are you getting that information here? That we are being manipulated into believing that we have to be sick or that our children have to have something wrong with them? Are you getting the idea? Because if you are, that's good, and I really congratulate you. If you're not getting the idea yet, just keep watching the news. Keep watching how they manipulate you into thinking however they want you to think. Do you know that some of the biggest, I should say the most people that are in a group at the White House, I forgot what they're called, is the pharmaceutical companies. They have the most people there protecting their rights. And yet our constitutional rights are constantly being violated because we don't get to follow them. I have another caller. Hi, caller.
Hi, Nancy. I just had a quick question. My name is Jim. I'm calling from Florida.
Okay.
I was offered a job today. I've been out of work for quite a while. Do you think I'm going to take it, but do you think this will work out in the long term, bringing this technology to the public?
It's going to be hard, Jim. Your first card up is a cruelty card, which means things are going to be tough, okay? Doesn't mean it won't work. It means that it will be tough. There's going to have to be some reworking of stuff. You're going to have to kind of stay strong with what you believe, and it's going to take some time. So in the long run, you'll get aggravated. You'll want to say, oh, forget it. But if you stick with it, it will be worth it. I just don't think that you're going to be able to stick with it.
Okay. And I'll give it my best shot, however. And do you see anything changing relationship-wise? I've been single for quite a while.
I have, actually, as you were asking me, I turned over a card and I have this lady showing. So do you want a lady?
I'm sorry?
Would you like to have a lady?
Yeah, of course.
She's about 5'2", 5'3", in height. She's got medium brown hair that she streaks it a little bit. She's got real pretty green eyes. And she looks younger than she is, but she's very, very smart with something like that. Is that well with you?
Yeah, she's Caucasian.
Yeah.
Okay, and when do you think that would develop?
Well, when you asked me about it, she popped up here like right away, so it could be as you start to get yourself going again and start to relax a little bit, because when somebody's out of a job, they're not really relaxed, so your energy doesn't allow other people to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So as you start to relax, she should start to come in then just about any time.
Okay,
I will tell you, Jim, there is a man around you who is not a nice guy, okay? He comes up as a King of Swords. King of Swords means he's a full-fledged Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. He is a user, a taker, and a manipulator. Do you know somebody like that?
Not really, unless it's this guy I'm going to work for, but I don't have that feeling about him, but I'll keep my head up, you know.
This guy here is either like 5'7", 5'8", in height, or he is 6 feet tall or taller. He's not an in-between size. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's got brown hair. He's got brown eyes with a little hint of green in them. When you first meet him, logically, everything he says to you is going to make total sense. So logically, it's going to sound really, really good. Okay? But inside your gut feeling, it is not going to feel good. So you need to make sure that you trust your gut feeling and not what you're hearing from this person. Because if you trust what you are hearing, you come up with a defeat card, which means it won't work out well. It doesn't necessarily have to be your boss. It could be somebody that you end up working with other than your boss, or it could be somebody that you have to deal with. It could either be also a family member.
Okay.
Okay, but you will know. So it's like, don't be worried about this. Just be aware of what I told you with your gut feeling. Your gut feeling will not steer you wrong.
Okay.
Okay? So listen to your gut. If it doesn't feel good with your gut, then it's not going to be good.
Okay. So I haven't met this person yet?
I don't think so. I think he's going to be coming in the next 2 to 5 months.
Okay. Okay. I'll keep my eye out.
Okay.
And God bless you for all the work you're doing with the children. I try to tell everybody I meet about the vaccination scams and how they don't have to have them and what they're really doing to the children. So I don't know what kind of effect I'm having, but it's just something I've taken close into my heart as very passionate. It's one of the, there's so much wrong with what's going on in the world, but that would have to be one of the top things on my list of what they're doing to the kids nowadays. It's absolutely genocide.
It is. It's horrendous. And I thank you for that comment.
And keep up the good work. Thanks so much.
I sure will. You too. Take care.
You too.
Now, see, the calls are that easy, folks. If you're out there and you have a question, I'm really not a brute, but I could be, but I'm not most of the time. But it would be good if you have a question, you call in, because we only have about probably 10 minutes left or whatever. And I really like answering questions and helping people out. But again, it is important that people do take note about what I am saying about the children. And sometimes, until it happens to you with a child, you really don't want to believe what maybe I'm saying. But you'll see, if you start talking to people, you'll hear many, many horror stories or stories that really don't turn out so well. And again, it's all up to you parents to try to make things better for your kids. And even if that means that no matter how tired you are, when you come home from work, that you take those extra few minutes just to let your children know that you're there. You know, the basic schedule for kids today is like this. You get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, between 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning. Mom and Dad are both in a rush because they both got to get ready to go to work. They either drop you off at some kind of a school, like a nursery school, if you're too young to go to regular school, or they hurry you through so that you can go to regular school. Then, if you go to regular school, you have to do your daily schedule of, you gotta be in this class for an hour, blah, 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 which is very boring. Then after that, you come home, you get rushed to go do sports, or you have to go here or go there, so you don't get a chance to rest, and neither do your parents. Then, after that, you gotta go home, you gotta eat, gotta do your homework, gotta go to bed. Now, what kind of fun and what kind of life is that for anybody? And then the parents go, oh, God, I can finally breathe. And then usually the parents are so tired they don't even talk to each other. and then the next day is the same, and the next day is the same. And then people wonder why their kids don't want to be home, or why they're stuck on the computer, or why they're just not communicating. Maybe it starts by communicating at home first with each other. Like, hi, good morning, how's everybody doing this morning? Take only a couple seconds for that. And then let these kids know how much you care for them. And don't rush them off. If a child tells you that they don't want to do a sport, chances are they really don't. And a lot of parents tend to want to live their fantasy through their children. Do yourself a favor and don't. If your child tells you that they're not having a good time, instead of telling them why they're supposed to have a good time, why don't you sit down and ask them why they're not having a good time? Don't just, you know, shoo them away like they don't know what they're talking about. Because I'm telling you, people, these children of now, they know exactly what they're talking about. What do you think a child feels when they hear their parents maybe arguing with each other, and yet they won't say anything? And then all of a sudden one day that child comes up and they look at your mom and they go, how come you don't smile anymore? What do you say to your kid? What do you say to that child? I'm just having a bad day today? They will hear that. They won't believe that. The other thing that goes along with ADD and ADHD that people don't realize is a lot of the home environment. If parents are not getting along and there's a lot of ups and downs with emotions going on, it does affect these children. It affects them so much you have no idea. And they can't quite figure out why life isn't so happy, or why mom and dad don't get along, or why mom and dad even stay together since they don't get along. If a child asks you a question, do yourself a favor and tell that child the truth. Because that child is going to know that you're lying if you are, and they're going to resent that. The other thing is, when it comes to children of now, is what I call them, the children of now, they have a lot of things going for them, and most of them are pretty much genius. I interviewed somebody a couple weeks ago. His name was Bert, and he talked about children. I had him on this show. He talked about the genius dip, because he was finding it fascinating how children started off being geniuses and all of a sudden they started losing their genius ability. And by the time they graduated high school, they had lost probably about 30 or 40% of their genius IQ. I wonder what would cause that. Anybody out there who's listening has an idea? I mean, I'm sure you listened to the show with Bert. It was very informative about how children are today. And so if you have an idea, give me a call. Let me know. The other thing that I'd like to talk about again is my school of now. I was telling you before that it would be a compatible school. It'd be a school where these children finally get to know who they are, and it would help them to understand that they could be all the best they can be. And it would involve a lot of metaphysical training for these children, because they're looking for that. And they have the knowledge, they just need instructors to help with it. So the school would be based on a different kind of setup. It would not be the classrooms like the children would see now. It would not even be the time frames that the children have to do while they're in school. And they would actually get to have fun. When's the last time your child looked at you and said, hey, I had fun at school today? Or do you even ask them, did you have fun at school today? Or what did you do today at school? You know, parents that are out there listening to this show, I'm probably making you very angry, but I'm trying to. I want you to pay attention. I want you to get it. I want you to understand these children are special, every single one of them. And they are all here to help us learn. They are all here to help bring back love. Yeah, love to this world. Take a look around, folks. Take a look around in your mind. Tell yourself what you're seeing. Ask yourself how you can make a change. Ask yourself how you can help your children make a change. Ask yourself how you can help your children be who they are. Ask yourself what it takes to help these children figure out that this is not the horrible place that it appears to be, that it can be changed. and it can be changed before it's really too late. All of you parents out there, I would think that the best thing you could do for your child is, no matter what that child has done during the day or at night, that you give them a hug, a big hug, and you tell them that you love them and that you're proud of them. See what kind of result that you'll get back from your child with that. See if that respect that a lot of parents think that they don't have today from the children could possibly come back. My other question is, when it comes to all these computers, all these computer games that kids play all the time, some of them are good, helpful learning tools, but the majority of them are making our children kind of antisocial, because all they do is they sit and they play the game. They sit there and they exercise their thumbs and their fingers, but they don't exercise their bodies. That's the other thing about children with ADD, ADHD. They have a lot of energy. And for you to expect those children to sit in school all day long and not have some kind of repercussion, you've got to be not thinking correctly. A lot of schools don't even allow gym today. They need to be outside. They need to exercise. They need to be a kid, not pseudo-adults. But they're having to be pseudo-adults because we adults aren't paying any attention. So again, go to the website. Check them out. My website is www.nancys.psychicresources.com. There's all kinds of buttons on there, so click on the buttons. One of the buttons actually has positive thoughts, which is a lot of good positive affirmations that people could be saying every day to help get them through some things. Another one is the interviews that I do. You can actually click on them and listen to the interviews. You know, you can go to BBS. It's right there. Click on them. Listen to the interviews. See if there's something there that you people will like. It talks about A Child's Miracle Mind. It talks about the School of Now. Okay, my time is almost up. So check out the other website, www.childsmiraclemind.org, and see if any of these things hit home with you folks and your children. May God bless all of you. Have a great week, and we'll talk later. Bye now.